Shine FM Parenting Moments every Wednesday with registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center, Kimberly Eckert, with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, we're getting through August here, and I guess our final chat for this month on existential psychology, self-discovery after self-loss.
Yes, and today we're going to talk about three practices that can help lead weary parents back to themselves. This has been based on Dr. Sarah Kubrick's excellent work and her book, It's On Me, which offers many practical suggestions on how to find our way back to our authentic self. One crucial avenue of connection to the self is through our body. It's easy to lose sight of the pathway to your physical body, especially in our culture, Mike. We can get caught up in daily demands, prioritizing responsibilities over sensing, moving, and inhabiting our bodies. So, to fully inhabit self, you must intentionally rebuild an intimate relationship with your physical being. The first technique is an authentic movement practice. So find a spot where you have complete privacy and space to move so you're not self-conscious. Put on some music that reflects your current mood. Create a calm, pleasant setting by lighting candles, opening windows, maybe going out on your back deck. And do whatever will allow you to move freely. When you're ready, let your body move however it wants to. Pay attention to any judgments or emotions that arise. And again, just letting them be there, not having to do much with them, just noticing and letting go. The more you make space for your body to express itself, the more comfortable you become listening to its messages. So, next. Intentional breathing practices. Most people know about this. Shallow breathing, we want to replace it with deep breathing. And it really requires a deep inhale, filling up your lungs completely. Hold your breath until you feel like you have to exhale, then fully empty your lungs. And by repeating this cycle multiple times, you will start to notice your mind being decluttered and your body calming down. So it's really helpful to sort of observe the push-pull of your breath. And then finally, the practice of riding the wave of our emotions. So I don't know if you know this fact, Mike, is that neuroscientist Jill Bolt-Taylor indicated that the natural lifespan of an emotion is only about 90 seconds.
Interesting.
That's it. Yeah, once it's been triggered, it's like a computer program has been initiated in your brain and body. And left to run its course, this emotional program really only takes a minute and a half to resolve. So then, you are probably thinking, Mike, why does an emotion seem to linger on?
Indeed.
Well, it's because of our thoughts, the stories that we tell ourselves about ourselves, about others, and this triggers the emotion again and again and again. Alternatively, this practice is about experiencing your emotion and not suppressing it, but also we want to not resist the thoughts that come, but just let them pass like clouds. And again, when we cycle through our emotions, we can regain perspective versus sort of starting up that computer program over and over again.
Okay, good topic for the month of August. And if you missed anything or want to hear something again, you can go to eckertcenter.com and look for the podcast section there. While you're there, maybe book an appointment or find out about the team. Recently, Kimberly, you've hired more people.
That's right. So we have a great selection of psychologists and counselors for people to choose from. I really encourage you to go to exitcenter.com and click the appointment tab. There you can read the staff's biographies and book in with a therapist that fits your needs and style to help you or someone in your family flourish.
Beautiful. EckertCenter.com for all that. ShineFM.com contest page for a chance to win a free initial visit that Kimberly has blessed us with once again. Kimberly, great topic. And as we get out of August into September, I guess a new topic next week.
That's right. Can't wait.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
You too, Mike.